The night was drawing in, and the house felt more and more like a glass cage, blasting its light blindly out into the dusk, like a lantern in the dark. I imagined 1,000 moths circling and shivering, drawn inexorably to its glow, only to perish against the cold, inhospitable glass. "I'm cold," I said, to change the subject.
"Me too," Nina rubbed her arms. "Think we can get that stove thing working? Is it gas?"
Melanie knelt in front of it. "It's wood." She struggled with a handle, and then a door in the front popped open.
"I've got one a bit similar at home. Flo,"
she shouted through to the kitchen,
"is it okay if we light the stove?"
"Yep,"
Flo yelled back.
"There's fire lighters on the mantelpiece. Inside a pot. I'll be through in a tick if you can't work it out."
Tom moved across to the mantelpiece and started peering into the pots, but then he stopped, his eyes arrested by the same sight that had stopped me in my tracks earlier.
"Christ!"
It was the shotgun, perched on its wooden pegs just above eye level.
"Haven't they heard of Chekhov around here?"
"Chekhov," said a voice from the hall. It was Flo, edging through the door with a tray on her hip.
"The Russian guy. Don't worry, it's loaded with blanks. My aunt keeps it for scaring off rabbits. They eat the bulbs and dig up the garden. She shoots at them out of the French windows." "It's a bit Texan, isn't it?" Tom said.
He hurried forward to help Flo with the tray.
"You know, not that I don't enjoy the redneck vibe, but having it right there in your face, it's a bit disconcerting for those of us who tend to keep morbid thoughts further at bay."
"I know what you mean," Flo said. "She probably should have a gun cabinet or something, but it was my grandfather's, so it's sort of a family heirloom. And the veg patch is right outside these doors, well, in the summer anyway, so it's just more practical having it to hand."